Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com, all that. Stream the show on Alexa, on the web, anywhere in the world. Thank you for listening to the program. Appreciate it. Petey's with us.
Yo.
Sports coming up. Also, Nick Griffin, comedian Nick Griffin, who's at the Funny Bone. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets to see Nick this weekend. Recently off a guest appearance on Conan. Apparently, I haven't watched it yet, but apparently Jeff Daniels on Conan
Jim Carrey
shows up and surprises them, and they just go crazy, right?
A little Dumb and Dumber reunion.
Yeah, they do a little Dumb and Dumber reunion. I got to watch that. It's online somewhere. Mr. Evans?
Yep. Anniversaries. This is the 25th anniversary of Waco, the Branch Davidians in Waco, getting,
the end of it?
The end of it, yeah.
Yeah, Todd and I were. I remember Todd and I on the air in Pennsylvania right when this happened. We did a funny Waco bit.
Funny Waco.
No, we didn't do anything.
Waco is like a nice place, but it's weird. Like
you said, it's weird, right?
Yeah, it just feels weird.
I wanted to see that movie because Taylor Kitsch played, and he said he was really good at it.
You could
too.
Stop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I wanted to see
Taylor Kitsch in there. Right?
Somebody was telling me about a documentary that was just recently on maybe CBS or something.
About him?
Yeah, about that. There's still people there who, like, wish he was still alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, who was Jesus?
Yeah.
He said he was, at least.
Like, they're just waiting for him to come back.
He might have been. Maybe we killed Jesus.
Yeah.
But it was the start of a good run of Janet Reno jokes.
It paid a lot of Larry the Cable Guy bills, right?
It did, man.
It did.
She was his muse
for years.
A long, long time.
Yeah.
Oh, but doesn't he basically owe the 90s to her and Rosie O'Donnell?
Rosie, right?
Yeah.
An island-wide power outage hitting Puerto Rico.
Which island?
I also forgot to mention it was on this date in 95. It was the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we were all in the air together.
It was a bad day.
Yeah. Mm. We were on the air together, and our AAA baseball team was playing in Oklahoma City that weekend, and our broadcast buddy called us with
he
heard the explosion across the city.
Yeah, he was staying way up north, too.
Yeah.
Heard it. Felt it, I think.
Mm-hmm. That was 95?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's 10, 12 years ago.
Major power outages in Puerto Rico.
Which island?
They say it's going to be today or tomorrow before they can restore power.
They don't vote.
The island has experienced any number of power outages, including one last week since Hurricane Maria 7 months ago.
Brown people don't care.
About 40,000 people still without power when the latest blackout hit.
No, I took it out.
Why would you take it out?
I don't know.
He was in doubt.
What is the migration rate out of Puerto Rico these days?
A lot.
They've had to shut down schools because they don't have as many people. They've all moved to the mainland.
And you can vote immediately when you get here.
Yeah, because
and they're pissed off about that.
You are an American citizen.
Yes, you just can't vote while you're there.
Aren't they playing baseball down there right now?
They are. They are playing baseball
this
there.
This may throw a monkey wrench into that, wouldn't it?
The Twins are down
and
there.
And I just saw there was a lot of people vacationing down there before this. Because they want to help Puerto Rico, recover. So people are actually vacationing down there at beach hotels and things like that that are open. Things were getting back to shape, but this isn't helping.
There's been a couple blackouts in the last couple of weeks. There was a company that did something wrong and knocked some power lines. Both of these last couple of blackouts. Right. So that company has been fired.
Too much rum.
Is there such a thing?
If you're driving,
well, maybe before work.
If you're driving I don't know, one of those cars that has
that runs
holes
over
on
power
it.
Lines.
No, one of those cranes. If you're driving a crane, you should lay off the rum.
Okay,
until after work.
Yeah, is that game in San Juan or was it last night?
I think the Twins are down there, right?
The Twins have a starting pitcher that is from Puerto Rico.
I think everybody volunteered to go there since everybody up north is freezing their balls off playing baseball. They said, well, we'll go to Puerto Rico.
We'll help them out.
Let's just stay there.
Hell,
we'll play a couple series down there.
First 10 games of the season should be in Puerto Rico.
Everybody should play there.
I think some local hit a home run, too.
Really?
I'm not sure which team he played for, but I saw something about
the dude
fan
from the
response.
Indians.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think there were two guys.
Oh, the Twins-Indian games were on last night. That was in Puerto Rico?
Okay.
Oh, the lights were on then.
Because the Indians have two Puerto Rican natives, and the Twins have a couple guys from Puerto Rico on their roster.
I saw your romantic rival on TV last night, Todd.
Terry Francona.
Oh, Terry Francona.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good. He looks good.
He's loaded, too. He's got tons of money, man.
Oh, man. Todd's like,
I hate that, son. You ever say there's your boyfriend when he's on TV?
Once in a while.
That's a great line. We always reserve that for girls when they always say, there's your girlfriend.
So you guys are like face cousins since she made out with him?
Right.
Yeah, they're face cousins.
You're face cousins with Terry Francona?
Yeah.
I guess that's what you call it.
Lip cousins?
Ooh. From years ago, though.
Yeah.
Romantic. I call them romantic rivals. There's your boyfriend. This big fat bald dude sitting in the dugout.
And I'm guessing she quit thinking it was funny years ago. One time.
I should have told you.
No, she doesn't get nasty about it.
It's funny though. There's your boyfriend.
She laughs.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
You should be the manager of the Indians.
Oh, here's a good sleeping at the bar story.
Yep.
Involving one of our friends. Guy's originally from Blair, Nebraska, live in Key West, Florida now. Big fan. Used to be a Ryan groupie. Oh, she would follow his band around, apparently. My son had a band.
Oh, God, they were bad, weren't they?
So she has bad taste in music.
Anyway, Dennis Hoff, Ron Jeremy, we're here for Fantasy Fest, which is a two-week-long Halloween party where people you want to see naked are fully dressed.
What year was this?
Recently, I think.
Oh, down there in Key West.
In
Key
West.
Yeah, I think he was talking about that, yeah.
I see. People you want to see naked are fully dressed. The ones you don't want to see are jamming out with their clam out, if you get the picture. Dennis and Ron came into the strip club I was a waitress at. Mind you, our strip clubs are alcohol and fully nude. After about an hour, Ron was next to the stage at a table with Dennis, sleeping.
Well, Dennis has that sight. Ron Jeremy sleeping.
That's right.
And it's just everywhere he passes out.
That's right. Elbow up on the table, head out in his hand, out.
She works in a strip club down there?
Yep. Where it's 80 degrees and sunny today.
I have to visit the Keys. Thank you for listening.
I'll have to get the name of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which island?
The Keys. Oh, yeah, true. Which one? She in Marathon?
Key West.
Oh, Key West. Okay.
Yeah. Are they islands or are they just keys?
Well, I think they're keys, technically, because they're all connected the whole way down there.
One and the same.
Yeah, good point.
Wasn't there water in between?
And Bloodline. Watch that movie.
Yeah, there's a bridge in between a lot of them.
Yeah, but wouldn't they still be an island?
Yeah, maybe.
Technically, possibly they are.
You had me at full nude and alcohol.
You had me at Key West.
You always do. And that too now. Now I just read the warm weather. The full nude and alcohol come later.
A lot of Lyrica down in Key West.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty gay friendly.
Where am I? Oh, yeah. Former Playboy model can now legally talk about her affair with Donald Trump. A settlement was announced yesterday between Karen McDougal and the National Enquirer, freeing her from a contract that bars her from disclosing details about the alleged relationship. She had sued the National Enquirer last month to be released from the agreement that gave the Enquirer exclusive rights to her story.
She actually dug this guy, though. That's the weird part, because she is hot. She said she was dating him, basically.
Yeah.
This isn't the Stormy situation. Was she banging him when he was with Melania? Because Melania, he cheats on his wife all the time, apparently.
This is between 06 and 07, and yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, he was. He was cheating on his wife then.
The crazy. Inquirer never published her story.
That's why I like him.
The White House.
It's either that. There's two of them, Todd. That's why I like him. Or whatever he does outside is nobody's business. I love that. That's my favorite one.
The White House has denied the allegations. Their official statement? Nuh-uh.
I love how you just deny. I mean, have you denied dating anybody in your life? If they've claimed to have dated you or had sex with you, are you denying that?
Only if I didn't.
Yeah, no, yeah. Thank you. But we know he did. I'm anxious to hear from details on this lady, too.
Are you?
Nah, I don't really care.
Are there people that will deny dating you, though?
Who
are you looking at?
All of most us. Of them.
Yes.
Every one of
Gotta
us.
Gotta find your ex-wife someday.
I'm sure she's against that.
I think I met a grand total of one person who doesn't deny dating me.
All right.
My wife. Your wife. It's tough for her to deny
it. And we're not sure about that.
She claims to be a beard from every now and then.
Well, I don't know what she says when I'm not around.
And
so.
You can't use the word beard. It pisses them off, too. Yeah. And you can't grow one, have one. That's Push's motto. Sorry, Craig started that rant. I had to finish it. Sorry. I blame Craig.
Yeah.
I generally do.
Boy, that wasn't the story I thought it was.
Which one?
Oh, a guy goes. There's a video of a guy going into a Starbucks. Oh, well, first of all, let me tell this story.
All right.
A Starbucks is letting customers know that coupons promising free coffee to people of color are fakes.
Oh, so now they have to turn people away of color with coupons.
Yes.
And they need that hassle.
Yes.
Sorry, these are fake. We can't serve you.
A company spokesman said the phony coupons circulating on social media are in no way associated with Starbucks. They, of course, have been the target of protests since the arrest of the two black gentlemen who asked to use the Starbucks restroom in Philadelphia. The coupons are being shared on a website that spread pro-Donald Trump memes and messages during the 2016 presidential elections. Then there is a video of a black gentleman going into a Starbucks and demanding his reparations with this particular coupon. And the woman says, no, that's not for real, and then ends up just giving him his damn coffee.
Oh, because she doesn't come now out, because she's running the place.
And now, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's an amusing little back and forth.
Does the coupon look real? Probably does.
Yes, it does. It's got the logo on it and everything.
Right.
Now, the video, it's somewhat amusing. This black guy going in asking for his reparations.
He said reparations?
Yes.
Use that word? Cool.
Yes, he did.
Was his name Tony?
Yeah.
Turns out that's a guy who was an anti-Semitic extremist who's appeared on white nationalist media platforms.
He's a black guy?
Yes, he is.
He's an anti-Semitic black guy that likes white racists.
So he goes on Laura Ingraham last night and said, hey, that was me, and...
Also, he was trying to make black people look bad by demanding reparations. That's what it sounds like.
By using the word reparations,
it sounds like he was trying to make his own people look bad.
That's what it sounds
like. If he was on Laura Ingraham, believe me, he's trying to make his own people look bad. That's funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's funny.
Very sad. Yeah. So, if you see that video, it's kind of faked up. The woman goes ahead and gives it to him. She said, she ended up saying, look, it's my last day here. I don't care. I'll give away coffee.
Yeah, you're right.
This guy, whatever, he can have his stupid coffee. It's my last day here. I don't care who gets coffee.
There's been a couple hardcore racist stories out there. She had a story about the Michigan high school. You know, it's only got about, maybe 1% black or something like that. And this is Michigan, and trucks with Confederate flags were driving past his house, high school kids.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just, it's just American now. It's just sad. Michigan. I don't care where it's at, but that's even worse. White kids with Confederate flags in their pickup trucks.
Auburn, Michigan.
Auburn, Michigan. Yeah.
Wyatt Cenac has a show now. I think it's on HBO.
Yes.
It's called Problem Areas. And he basically addresses a lot of racial issues.
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting because we don't know, you know, because we're white guys.
Right.
What black people go through.
But we also would have sympathy, and a lot of white guys don't.
But we can learn by listening to guys like him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sad to hear stories like moms have to tell their kids, listen, you know, don't wear a hoodie, don't put your hands in your pocket.
Yeah, well, listen, all of us get that because we live in the real world, but, you know, a lot of people with Ditkas don't.
I know.
You've seen that.
I've met with a bunch of Ditkas who don't think there's any social injustice.
Exactly. You hear it on the radio, for Christ's sakes.
Well, they don't see any, so there's not.
No. Yeah, there is none happening in their world because they live in a completely different world.
Right.
Right. The president of Uganda, President Museveni.
They eat the poo-poo.
That guy?
I don't know.
I think that guy was Ugandan, wasn't he?
Yeah, but
he might have been a
priest or something.
An official. Foreign minister, I think he was.
Yeah, he may have been an official. This is the president of Uganda, President Museveni, who
they
has apparently ruled for 31 years. You do not want to be Ugandan and here's the latest reason.
Why?
He wants to ban the nation's citizens from practicing the oral sex.
They eat the poo-poo.
Can't do that either.
Wow.
Right.
So, Tom.
Can't have that.
This guy's tough. Yeah.
They eat the poo-poo.
At least our president encourages that.
Is it an anti-gay regulation? Or he didn't even want heterosexual oral.
Even hetero. Man. He blamed outsiders for trying to convince Ugandans to do this to one another.
So, Tiger.
And said that he was issuing a public warning about it.
I think you cough more and more every time I hear that. It's
it's Tiger.
Well, we know why.
This is the guy
still
that signed.
Still want to hear the bow.
He's the guy that said this?
They eat the poo-poo.
He is the guy that signed the Anti-Homosexuality Act in 2014, making it illegal to be gay in Uganda.
They eat the poo-poo.
Ugandans risk life imprisonment if they're found to be having regular gay sex as opposed to the irregular gay sex.
Well, a puss knows the difference.
Right. The act also made it a criminal offense not to report someone for being gay.
They eat the poo-poo.
Now, Museveni says that oral could cause worms. You can come back with worms and they enter your stomach because that is a wrong address. Here's a little bit more from President Museveni. Let's see if we can understand what he says here.
Okay.
Let me take this opportunity to warn our people publicly about the wrong practices indulged in and promoted by some of the outsiders. One of them is what they call oral sex. The mouth is for eating. The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
They eat the poo-poo.
Yeah, you think so.
It can be for both.
Yeah, it has a dual purpose.
Yes.
Yes, can be.
I love how you said the mouth is for eating.
Better
eating.
Get hold of
Unless it's poo-poo, then you can't eat poo-poo.
Dr.
You should have said that.
I'm sorry?
Get on speed dial with Dr. Mina again and find out if oral sex causes worms.
Eating poo-poo might.
Yeah, eat the poo-poo guy.
Same dude, isn't it?
No.
They have the same accent.
This guy's a pastor.
Okay. But I think he was in the government, though, because I remember seeing the speech, and he's got, like, soldiers beside him, too, when he's saying the eat the poo-poo speech.
Yeah, I just found this is a different guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
This guy sounds a lot like him, though. It's like those old Ugandan guys sound alike.
You just Google eat the poo-poo, and right there.
That's a good one that shows up, because I would be afraid to Google that.
No, it's all this guy. Okay. It's all that guy. When you Google eat the poo-poo.
Don't say new.
Da poo-poo.
Eat da poo-poo.
Da poo-poo. Yeah, he was just a pastor.
They eat the
around,
poo-poo.
You know, doing lectures against homosexuality.
Not poo-poo.
I'm sending that text to Dr. Mina, by the way.
Is there anything good in Uganda? No place. No reason.
Sure.
You shouldn't live there, right?
It's warm.
Yeah. Oh, we got that going for us. All right.
I actually don't know what their climate is.
All right.
I've got no idea.
You're just guessing warm.
It's warm. It's closer to the equator
it's
than
Africa.
We are, so,
it's probably warm.
Yeah, it's North Africa, isn't it? Or at least mid-Africa.
Sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.